Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I don't know if it's CBS Sports Radio or if I'm in the jungle. I don't know if it's CBS Sports Radio or if I'm in the animal kingdom. I guess it's planet Earth. There's just a bunch of animals running all over the place everywhere. Human animals, goat animals, lions, tigers, bears, bills, buffaloes, all of the animals. Tigers, it's crazy out here. This is why you need the free Odyssey app. Because if you weren't here 5 minutes ago, you would have no idea what the hell I'm talking about. I want to give a big shout out to Joe calling from Florida. We just spoke to him prior to the break. He's a goat farmer. Yeah, he farms goats. He has hundreds of goats and he uses them for meat. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, you didn't think you would tune into a sports show and the conversation surrounding a goat wouldn't be the greatest of all time, but it would be like an actual goat.
Yes, sir. I'm a goat farmer.
Yeah, he's a goat farmer. He sure is. That was amazing. He says Peter doesn't bother him. If Peter rolled up on him, it'd be a problem for Peter. He's selling the goats to people who want to curry the goats. If you top that tonight, then I mean, well, damn. Anyway, I'm going to compose myself. I've been here for 2 hours. I'm going to be hanging out for 2 more hours, and I'm having fun. I am having fun, and so I continue to have fun for the next 2 hours. We get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Obviously, it's a big Sunday this coming NFL weekend or NFL Sunday because it's Championship Sunday. AFC Championship game, NFC Championship game, and we're going to get into the NFC. We talked about the AFC. We talked about the Bengals. We talked about the Chiefs. And we've got a few updates that Patrick Mahomes, he says he feels okay. He says he feels fine. He looks fine. It may take one hit for that not to be the case, though. The Bengals are dealing with injuries to their offensive line. Alex Kappa, Jonah Williams, Ted Karras. But Joe Burrow's a bad dude. Who'd be shocked if they start off the game and say, here's 2 touchdowns, you to Chase and then you to Higgins? Nobody'd be surprised. They've won 10 straight games. The Kansas City Chiefs, they're going to their 5th straight AFC title game. And Joe Burrow made it very clear to everybody. He's like, listen, folks, I know we've gone back-to-back here, AFC championship games. But this, the AFC, oh, it's still the Chiefs.
We know what team we're playing, team that's been to this game the last 5 seasons, and they've all been in that stadium. So, to me, they're still the team to beat.
Yep. I'll save everybody some time. If you want to hear the full explanation, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Earlier this week, I had the Bengals. Because I said, man, Patrick Mahomes, a high ankle sprain? Oof. What they gonna give that man? What type of needle is that man getting to go play football? It says he feels okay. I know he doesn't. The fact that he's 0-3 already against this man, Burrow. The fact that they play at home, and that as of right now, and that can change with one hit, he ain't limping around like he got popped already. I'm going to give them the edge, a slight one. It should be a very good game. Let's get to some of your calls. Let's get to all of your calls, and then let's talk about the Eagles and the 49ers. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Jeff is here from New Hampshire. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good, man.
Well, first of all, I want to say, as far as picks go, I want to say that San Fran plus any points you can get, I think, is the winning pick of the weekend. But what inspired me to reach out and call was listening to a lot of people calling in for the Bengals for the last 20, 30 minutes. That's what it felt like. And I love Joe Cool. I think Joe Burrow is awesome. I love how collected he is. But what I don't think people are realizing is that just because the Bengals pounded the Bills last week, I don't think that means anything. Does anyone realize that the Bills barely beat Miami with a third-string quarterback the week before? And if it wasn't for two kickoff returns, which is pretty rare, I mean, the Bills probably wouldn't even beat the Patriots. So I think KC is the pick this weekend. Are you feeling the same thing I'm feeling? That Cincinnati is a little bit overinflated because they laid a beatdown on the Bills?
No. But I do and will go back to my point. I'm sure you heard it. One of the callers said, "Wow, well, the Bengals just beat the Bills." He said they beat them up bad. And I said, "Well, the Bengals, they barely beat the Ravens. It took the end of the game and a fumble. And the Bengals wouldn't be here." So
I did, yeah. But you know what? There's something special about Jim Harbaugh versus the Steelers, the Bengals, whatever. I mean, in my opinion, I'm in New Hampshire, so I'm a Patriot guy, right? And I'm willing to admit that the best rivalry in the NFL is the Steelers and the Ravens. And I think that John Harbaugh really knows what's going on, and he knew how to pick apart. Especially they played the last week of the season just before that, too. So I think it's unfair to judge the Ravens versus the Bengals versus what happened to Cincinnati versus Buffalo. You
sure.
know what I'm saying?
No, sure. They're divisional rivals, and, yeah, the Bengals ain't sitting up looking at the Bills in the face as often. But I'm still not going to take away from the stance of I'm not going to agree with what you're saying about them being overinflated. They're a good team. And they've been a good team. Yeah, you don't win.
Team, but
hold on. Jeff.
Yep.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show. I'll let you say a lot. Can I respond, Jeff?
I'm sorry. Go
it's
ahead.
Okay. It's all right. I'm not angry. I'm just saying, damn. You don't win 10 straight games by accident. They have basically a top-five offense. They have a top-five defense. I would say the two weaknesses for the Bengals happen to be their pass defense, which bodes well for the Kansas City Chiefs. They love to throw the ball around. And their offensive line, which is banged up right now. And so, I've said this. I'm going to give a slight edge to the Kansas City Chiefs, but I'm not going to say that the Bengals are overinflated. They've been excellent. They've been better than they were last year, especially when Chase came back.
I certainly agree, but I don't know how much you follow the gambling aspect of it, which I'm sorry, I do. And unfortunately, as much as I enjoy football, I feel like you're probably a rarity where you don't talk about that as much, and I think that's great. But almost every sports show I listen to, that's what they talk about. So when the end of the games ended on Sunday, it was quickly Kansas City was a 3-point favorite.
Right.
Dropped down
yes.
to a 1.5-point favorite. Then it went to Cincinnati being a 1.5-point favorite. And then news came back that Patrick Mahomes was going to be okay. So now KC is now a 1.5-point favorite. But I feel that people are overreacting to that beatdown versus the Bills. And if I, in my heart of hearts, I want Joe Burrow to win the Super Bowl. I do.
Okay.
I'm not rooting for the Chiefs.
I don't think, and I understand what you're saying, and I don't think people
are. I'm just being analytical.
Well, that's fine. Well, what the hell you think I'm doing? Pulling out stuff out the sky? Do you?
No. I've been in radio for a fair amount of time doing a rock jock sort of thing, and I love sports. And it's just recently that I've been indulging in calling in. I called you about a month ago.
Good.
And it's just a new adventure for me, just being the listener calling in. And
awesome.
And I appreciate it, and I appreciate you taking my call. And I wanted to share my two cents because, to be honest with you, in the end all,
yes,
I pick more winners than I do losers. And as much as I want Joe Burrow to win, I got to find – and I know that, you know,
okay,
Mahomes
Jeff.
Versus
okay,
Burrow.
Jeff. Okay, Jeff. You're still here, yeah. Jeff. I'm just saying, okay, I think we're kind of done here. It's been a long time.
Jeff, who do you have in the NFC?
I got San Francisco.
He said he has San Francisco.
I have San Fran. It's pretty simple. You bet with the house, man. 85% of the money is on Philadelphia. Who in the world would want to take that -2.5?
Yeah, I was just
talking about San Fran. If it was 3.5, 4, 4.5, okay, then it might be interesting. But at 2.5, they're begging you to take Philly. I say you take San Fran, hold your nose, and bet with the house because the house usually wins.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate you.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good weekend. And,
cheers.
And take
you
San
well.
Fran, all right?
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jeff. Jeff was here for 5 minutes and 55 seconds.
That's it.
Yeah, 5 minutes and 55 seconds he was here.
I feel like we're in the fourth hour already.
I feel like it's 9 a.m. on Saturday morning. Where the cartoons
did the
at?
Game happen yet?
Did we miss the game? Damn, I think we missed the game. Who won? Jeff made us miss the AFC and NFC championship. What do I do? We've had so many fun calls. We went from goat farming. We went to Vegas. We got BetQL on the free Odyssey app. Yeah, Brian's calling from Pittsburgh. He ain't going to talk for 5 minutes, 55 seconds. Go ahead, Brian.
Nah, JR, what's going on, man?
How are you? What's up?
I'm good. I just got 3 quick points I just want to point out. First and foremost, I think the Chiefs would win if he didn't have a high ankle sprain. Because I've had them before, and they are brutal.
What do you do?
I don't
What'd
even know how
do?
The dude's walking.
How did you get one?
I had 2 at the same time. Both ankles came down from the getting a rebound, landed wrong.
What?
Both of them. It was horrible.
You sprained both of your damn legs on a rebound at the same time?
Yeah, I did.
You got to be the most uncoordinated person on earth.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No.
I was going to say, you
but
jumped
anyway,
off a ladder or jumped off a building? Damn.
No, I was coming down with a rebound and landing on a dude's foot, and both my ankles just went the opposite way. It was bad.
Did
anyway, I couldn't walk for weeks. It was horrible.
Yeah.
But that's my first point. I'm going to say, and I'm a diehard Steeler fan. I'm from Pittsburgh. I do think, given that edge, I think that Burrow wins. The other two things I'm just going to hang up after this. Just quick questions. One thing that I'm thinking about is I actually hope the Ravens sign Lamar Jackson because I think he's going to continue to get injured the way he plays.
Oh, my God.
And he
God.
Can't throw the ball.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Also, last thing I'm going to say is what do you think about Kenny Pickett? I'll hang up now. You guys have a great night. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you, Brian. You as well. I think Kenny Pickett is going to continue to improve. I like him. He's shown improvement. He stopped turning the ball over. I think he's going to be perfectly fine. Got no problem with him. I'm sorry. He sprained both of them ankles? Damn. Wow. I've sprained my ankles too playing basketball. But, man, if I went up for a rebound, if I went up for a rebound and I came down and sprained both of them, I'd quit. No more basketball for me. I ain't doing that. Damn. Ouch. That hurts. You feel that all the way. That hurts, man. 855-212-4CBS. Daniel is calling from San Mateo. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Evening, JR.
Evening, man. What's going on?
All is well. So my pick for this weekend, I'm one of the minorities that think that the Niners will pull it off. And not saying I'm from San Mateo, but I feel like they're not getting much love, especially from the national media. Same as last week against Dallas. I never seen a 4-point underdog get so much love, but, you know, that's how the country operates, right? It's a popularity contest, and we're just going to feed the narrative. But built about 80% leaning towards Philly, and the amount of disrespect the Niners have been getting, especially considering the number one defense. And they have one of the most dynamic offenses, even despite the Purdy narrative. Also,
what's the Purdy narrative?
Well, I feel like, especially what they've been putting out there, is that they're waiting for him to implode, to look like a seventh rounder, even though that he hasn't shown any signs of doing so.
He was pedestrian against the Dallas Cowboys. He wasn't all that hot. He made some important,
but he didn't make any
some important throws. But he wasn't like, you know, beating anybody up, lighting them up.
But what everyone was rooting for, especially those that were riding on Dallas, was they were waiting for that moment, the rookie moment, the seventh rounder moment, and it didn't happen. At this point, it feels like they're rooting for it to happen. They don't want to see this guy.
Who's they?
I'm not going to name any networks, but you know, I watch. Yeah.
Go ahead, no. Name them. I don't give a damn. Name them.
The four-letter network.
Who?
The four-letter ESPN, FS1. I could go on, man.
Oh, okay. You listen and watch everything. Okay, that's fine.
Oh yeah. I got to keep it.
But they are entertainers. Why are you worrying about it much?
No, and I don't. But I get a kick out of it. I really do get a kick out of it. I enjoy it. Also just the short memory, like the Eagles, I know that they have an incredible defense as well, but you know, they're definitely not unbeatable. You know, despite not having Jalen, you know, they gave up 40 points against Dallas, the same team the Niners just beat.
Have the 49ers beating the Eagles in Lincoln Financial.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, all right. Well, how about this, Daniel? I'm going to take a break, and when I come back, let's hear from the Niners. Let's hear from the Eagles. I'm going to give my opinion on the game, and then we kind of go from there. Good deal?
Good deal, man. I'm enjoying the show.
All right, thank you, Daniel, for calling from San Mateo. Yeah, let's do that. Let's take a break when we come back. Let's talk about the Eagles. Let's talk about the 49ers. He has the 49ers winning. He says nobody's showing love to Purdy. People are waiting on him to fail. I'm going to tell you what I think. We'll hear from the players. We'll hear from the coaches. I'll give you my opinion. I'm going to get to more of your phone calls. Let's go to the NFC. The NFC Championship game. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, sir, I'm a goat farmer.
Okay.
I don't know if you know this or not, but goat farmers have the most powerful curse in all of sports. You can ask the Chicago Cubs about that one.
Oh, my God. The Billy Goat?
Yeah, the Billy Goat. That's a real thing, man. That Billy Goat was a season ticket holder. He didn't deserve none of that smoke, and they ended up giving to him. You see how the Chicago Cubs found out.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
What? I can't say anything. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. And speaking of goats, and not the live animal that will run up a mountain or that you can eat meat from. How about this? The Golden State Warriors just concluded a basketball game against the hapless Toronto Raptors. Golden State won the game 129-117. I had this on in the background here in the studio. A goat, some guy named Steph Curry, decided to go for 35 points tonight. He knocked down 4 of 8 threes. and then his partner in crime, Klay Thompson, had 29 points. He decided to knock down 6 of 14 threes. And then some guy named Draymond Green had 5 points, 7 assists, and 7 rebounds. It's like Steph Curry makes this look way too easy. He shot 61% from the field overall tonight. This is just, it is way, way too easy for Steph Curry. Speaking of GOATs, and I guess the Warriors represent San Francisco now. We still call them the Golden State Warriors. They moved from Oakland to the other side of the Bay. And right before we went to break, I said we're going to talk about the Niners. They play a little south of that in Santa Clara. And we know the 49ers, they will not be in Santa Clara this weekend. They will be on the East Coast. San Francisco 49ers are going to take on the Philadelphia Eagles. 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 Pacific. This is going to be another great game. This is going to be another close game. This is going to be another cool one with just ridiculous implications, especially the 49ers, 12 straight victories. The Eagles, they just ran through the New York Giants. They're just no resistance, 38-7. Jalen Hurts, yeah, he'd been playing with a hurt shoulder. Had no problem against the Giants. Didn't need him to go out there and put in extra work. And the 49ers, we told you about the Cincinnati Bengals not having lost since Halloween. The 49ers are on a 12-game winning streak. And let's just get down to it. Both of these teams have great defenses. That's it. Flat, period. Nick Bosa, and you can think about every defender, Brandon Graham on down, who's going to be out there trying to get at Purdy. The Eagles as a team were like three sacks short from like an NFL record. They had like, 72 sacks, I believe, for the entire season. These are two great defenses. These are two damn good offenses. The 49ers offense has obviously morphed as the season went on, going from Trey Lance for two games until that ankle got broke. Jimmy Garoppolo, who when Jimmy Garoppolo plays, we all know you can expect for a strong gust of wind to take him out. And then we've seen Purdy, who unless you went to Iowa State or watched him in college, ain't nobody knew who this man was. And then you got Jalen Hurts as the other quarterback, a strong MVP candidate. I told you a few days ago, and I don't need to get into every reason now, I think he's the front runner for MVP based on the Eagles' record, based on his success, the storyline that Patrick Mahomes already got one, the media votes, people like a story, I think he's the front runner. 3,700 yards in the air, 22 touchdowns, another 760 on the ground, 13 touchdowns on the ground, only played in 15 games due to that shoulder. This game's going to boil down to quarterback play. This game is going to boil down to field goals. We have two of the youngest quarterbacks ever to play in an NFC championship game. 22 and 25. Crazy. Brock Purdy, he remembers playing against Jalen Hurts in college, but he knows, man, this ain't college. This is one step away from the Super Bowl. Listen to Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant.
It was a game, you know, obviously there was a lot of points scored. It was almost like you had to score every single time you had the ball almost. Different situation and scenario than what we're about to go through, you know, on Sunday. But it was a fun college game. It was a great experience to go against, you know, Jalen. And they had a great team, and he was making plays and stuff. And I feel like we had to do the same to keep up and stay alive in that game as well.
Yeah, this is going to be different, man. This ain't college. There's a chance at the Super Bowl here on the line. Nobody knew who Brock Purdy was a few months ago. Nobody. Jalen Hurts has been able to paint his proof of concept for the better part now of 2 years. Jalen Hurts, we know when it's time to get paid, he's going to get paid. They gave him I don't want to say a legit wide receiver. They gave him a more established veteran wideout, and A.J. Brown, a bully. and they were whooping up on the Giants, and he was still complaining about not having the ball. Devontae Smith probably hasn't even met the peak of what he's going to be able to do. And I told you about that Eagles defense. I mean, they signed Ndamukong Suh off the street as a rotational tackle just so eventually he could kick somebody while they're down. Brandon Graham is going to talk trash. You still got Fletcher Cox out there. I mean, some of the backups that they signed are ridiculous. They are getting after the QB. We know about the Niners in their defense, but someone who's been able to put a little bit more work is a 49ers offense. They got to try to stop them. And Kyle Shanahan, the offensive genius, he's like, yeah, you know what? We're going to have a tough time against these Eagles. Listen.
You try to put guys in position to beat their players, and they got pretty good players too. And on top of it, when you have a real good pass rush with good back end with all seven of those guys, it just combines for making everything more difficult.
Yeah, this is going to be a defensive matchup. I'm hoping this game is close. I'm hoping and expecting that it comes down to a field goal. Who's going to screw up? Is it Hurts? Are they going to take advantage of his shoulder? Is the shoulder absolutely fine? Or is it Purdy? And yeah, one of our callers, he's like, hey, you know, people are expecting him to fail. I don't think people are expecting him to fail. It's more likely that he does. Unless we're just in for a Kurt Warner-esque magic carpet ride. Brock Purdy is not going to just play absolutely amazing every game. Brock Purdy still doesn't have experience. He's been absolutely amazing. You can't take away 13 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, and 5 starts. He has amazing weapons. He has made the absolute best, A+, for what he's been able to do. If you ask me, he is your starter for next year. Everybody has a bad game, right? We got quarterbacks who are going into the Hall of Fame, been around for 12, 15, 16, 20 years, have bad games. This is something that Purdy hasn't seen or felt yet. I don't care what he's done up until now. And no, his lack of experience isn't a guarantee that he gets his ass handed to him against Philadelphia. Let's see if he can overcome it. That's the good part about watching the games. Philadelphia is a different place. I'm not expecting them to rattle him on the field, throw snow or batteries or curse him out, but it's going to be loud. Is he going to have the jitters? Is he going to be able to overcome them? Is he going to keep lighting people up? He didn't have the greatest of games against the Cowboys. He had a big play. He was able to connect with Kittle. Great catch by him. This is going to come down to the wire. It's going to be a good one. Jalen Hurts is going to have Nick Bosa all up in his face. Jalen Hurts talked about their defense.
I mean, they have a couple different all-pro players on their team. You know, we all know they have a really good defense. They're very active up front. He leads a great linebacker group, and their DBs are making plays all over the field, so we have to be accountable for all of them.
Greenlaw, Warner. This is going to be a close one, folks. It's going to come down to quarterback play. And if I have any confidence in anyone in this situation to perform better than another, I'm going to go with the Eagles. I know, the 49ers. I want to say the 49ers. And I don't have a dog or in the race. I don't have a horse in the race. I don't got a dog in the fight. I don't got nobody. I feel bad that one of these teams has to lose. Because I want to see Jalen Hurts continue to elevate and continue to grow. He's had to fight for everything since college, since Tua Tagovailoa replaced him. He's had to fight and prove himself. It's like two underdogs, and you got to pick one. I want to see Purdy. I want to see Purdy hoist the Vince Lombardi. That would be so damn cool. guy that nobody ever heard of coming out of nowhere to win a championship? The third string dude? Amazing story. But I'm going with the Eagles because they'll be at home. And if I have to trust one quarterback, despite all the weapons, if I wanted to, I could sit here and make an argument for the 49ers. I'm going to go with the QB who I trust just a little bit more. The guy with just a little bit more experience by a year and change. I'm going with Jalen Hurts. I'm going with the home team. Defenses both damn good. The 49ers probably have a better defense. The 49ers, all things considered, yeah, they probably have more well-rounded, all-across-the-board, gadget play offensive players. These guys make no sense from Kittle to Debo. Shanahan is going to come up with everything. He has more experience than Nick Sirianni. But it's Purdy. And I want to see him win. I want to see both of them win, so it hurts. But I'm picking the Eagles. And Nick Sirianni, he says, oh, yeah, these folks in Philly at the link, they're going to be out there Sunday. They're going to be losing their minds.
The reputation of being able, having to come into Philadelphia and play is the reputation that we have because it is that it's intimidating and it's loud and it's hype.
It's going to be a fun game. I'm really looking forward to this one. With the Bengals and the Chiefs, I'm expecting to see offense. The Bengals' defensive backs, man, their defensive backs aren't the greatest in the world. Bengals up front are strong. The defensive backs, not as much. Chiefs' defense, always in the middle of the road. I'm expecting points and turnovers and back and forth. With the NFC, the Eagles and the Niners, I'm expecting a close matchup, maybe a field goal. It's a fumble might decide it, a mistake. We're going to have a big play. I can't wait. I'm going to take the Eagles at home. Let's see what Purdy can do. Let's see what Hurts can do. I'm going with the home team. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are you thinking about these Niners? What are you thinking about these Eagles? We got a bunch of gold diggers versus some birds. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, man, this is going to be cliche as a mug, but long time listener, first time caller, man, and I appreciate your show big time. You have so much insight. I just want to give you props on that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about the NFC Championship game. We got the Philadelphia Eagles hosting the San Francisco 49ers. Niners have won 12 consecutive games. Eagles are on a run of their own. Jalen Hurts is back. Everybody in Philly is going to be out there losing their minds. We have two teams that have amazing defenses. We have two teams that have young quarterbacks. One younger than the other, basically coming out of absolutely nowhere in Brock Purdy. And I'd love to see Purdy win. I'd love to see the Niners finally get over the hump and go back to the Super Bowl and actually win for Shanahan, or with Shanahan leading the way. But I'm going to go with the quarterback who has more experience. I'm going to go with Hurts. This is going to be a defensive matchup. It might come down to a field goal. It might go into overtime. It'll have you on the edge of your seat. I'm not expecting a gigantic offensive explosion. It will come down to a few big plays here or there. Both teams have weapons. This is going to be a fun one. I'm giving the Eagles the edge at home. And it's really only because one young quarterback has played like an MVP all season long. He has a larger sample size. He's been to the playoffs. He's been eliminated. He's back again. Is this going to be the New York Giants run through? Hell nah. And if Purdy can surprise us, I wouldn't be surprised. I just believe the Eagles at home with Hurts and their defense is a safer bet just because of the quarterback. Purdy can go out there and crap the bed, or he can be awesome. He wasn't all that great in the last game. We don't know. We got to wait and see. What do you say? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's start off in California, and let's talk to Alan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yo, yo, yo. Hello?
Yeah, you're you calling me from the bathtub?
You already know I'm not wearing 9 minutes all day.
Whoa, you have me on speakerphone, Alan?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. Whatever you're doing, call me from not the kitchen or fix something. I'll bring you back, Alan. Give me a second. Whatever you're doing, fix it. I'll bring you back. Now let's go to Milwaukee and talk to Cameron. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on? Thank you for having my call, JR. I listen to you at night when I get off of work. So you hit everything on the nail, JR. I mean, it's going to be tough for him, Purdy, to come in that situation. He might be tight, he might not. And both of the quarterbacks is young. But I give the edge to Jalen Hurts because he's at home. Period, point blank, he's at home. So he got the crowd behind him. You know, he can be more relaxed. But with Purdy being his first time ever doing it on a big stage like this, he might come out tight. He might come out tight. And for him to win the game, he has to play better than what he played at the Cowboys. Oh, so thank you for having my call. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Cam, for calling from Milwaukee. Let's try Alan again. I don't know if his phone will be better. Hey, Alan, are you got it together over there? Let's see what Alan is doing. Alan? Hey, Alan, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Alan. Oh, Alan. Hey, Shep, what's wrong with that guy? Was he screaming for help?
I don't know.
He said he was at work, right?
You and I tried multiple times.
I don't know what he was doing. He sounded like he was calling me from his bathtub, and then he said he was at work, and I don't know his deal.
Alan was made aware to get off speaker and clearly didn't get the memo when he got through, so.
Wait. He was lying to me, right? Like, I know I'm not born yesterday.
No.
I know what a speakerphone sounds like. He was lying, wasn't he?
Does a bear go number two in the woods? I had the same conversation that you had with him. And he was on speaker for me. He was on speaker for you. And then apparently, he was at a Nas concert is what it sounded like in the end.
Nas? He's listening to Nas?
Well, I mean, when I was trying to coach him up and say, listen, let's remove ourselves from the bathroom or the kitchen. Just get to a very audible area where you don't sound like you're calling from the Holland Tunnel. That still didn't register with Alan. So.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
Well, good for him. He's not here because he's a lying ass. If he is at a Nas concert, good for him. I love Nas. Illmatic? I got Illmatic on wax. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know what? Also, and I get it. This is the Niners, and last year they were eliminated by the eventual Super Bowl champions, the Rams, who had all those guys that they bought that are now hurt and injured. They have a new offensive coordinator. They brought in Mike LaFleur, who the New York Jets basically say, hey, go get a job elsewhere. Yes, Mike LaFleur, the brother of Matt, the head coach, obviously, of the Green Bay Packers. And I got to tell you this, it doesn't matter who the Los Angeles Rams bring in as their offensive coordinator. If all of their offensive players are hurt, good luck, Mike LaFleur. Man goes from the New York Jets to the Rams. Good for him. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Eric is calling from Indiana. What's up, Eric?
Hello. I'm a first-time caller. I was wondering, you guys keep saying how Joe Burrow just barely beat the Ravens with their second-string quarterback.
Let's be clear here. It's not Joe Burrow who barely beat the Ravens. The Bengals took it all the way to the wire to beat the Ravens.
But they beat Josh Allen, which is a first-string quarterback, by 17 points. And then Kansas City barely beat Jacksonville with their first-string quarterback.
There you go, bro.
You ordering food? Yeah, what'd you order to eat, Eric?
Do what?
What did you just order to eat?
Oh, I do DoorDash at night, so I listen to you guys' thing while I'm DoorDashing.
Oh, you getting money. What did you just drop off?
Oh, well, I'm getting ready to drop off Rallies.
Oh, Rallies? Do you know what he ordered? You don't know, right?
No.
You never put your hands in the person's food and took their fries?
Nope, I'm a total honest guy.
So you get high ratings, right?
Yep.
Okay. Make your point, Eric. Go ahead, quickly.
Okay. The point was if they can beat Josh Allen by 17 points with a first-string quarterback, and then Kansas City barely beating Jacksonville with their first-string quarterback, I think the Bengals can give them a run for their money.
Yeah, I think.
Because, they got Sam Hubbard. Yeah. The defense and stuff. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No, I think so too, Eric. I think it's going to be a close game. And I'm not necessarily saying, well, this team beat this team, so they're going to beat this team. Like, I think that's flawed logic. We had one caller who called up and said, the Bengals beat up on the Bills, and so because they beat up on the Bills, they're going to beat up on the Chiefs. And I said, well, what did the Bengals just do against the Ravens?
They didn't
beat them up. And so my point is, kind of to what you're saying, any given Sunday, like it don't matter who's out there. And so this is going to be a close matchup in a game. The Bengals can absolutely beat the Chiefs with a guy running around potentially on one leg, even though he says he's not. I'm gonna believe that the Chiefs will win at home. And part of it is not just because of Mahomes and his leg is healthy, so he says. The Bengals' offensive line is banged up. We'll see what happens. Eric, make your money, okay?
That's what the
Hey, Eric, I got to go to commercial.
Okay, that's fine.
Thank you. Get your money. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.